excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the weekend with those two girls.
Here we go.
Happy second day of the Echo, guys.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Sorry, I was turning my volume up and I'm...
Royal Queensland Show, it is here.
We went yesterday and we had a cracking good time. Gosh, I love it.
I'm still on a high, like quite literally that ride we went on, like still
huge.
Recovering.
I just think it's such a beautiful time in Brisbane. It's just country folks coming together with the city folks and it's just good, healthy family fun.
Is it healthy though, Sarah? Because attraction to country folk is questionable. I mean, Sarah, for those of you, let me just paint a picture. Sarah dressed up for the occasion. She wore bootleg jeans that I haven't seen since the late 90s. And she even polished off her RMs and she wore a belt. I mean, right there, I have issues with all three of those.
I do believe Lee's asked me to walk 20 feet behind her all times.
I was ashamed.
No, I came home with manure on my RMs and I thought, yes, I've done the Echo well.
Guys, we have a cracking show for you today. Stick around. We've got lots for you. Sarah's still wearing her RMs.
This is Those Two Girls on Hit 105. Ordinary Brisbaneites with a drive to succeed. Let's drive. Driven.
We love a good Brizzy success story, and that's exactly what Driven is all about, Sarah. The people who are driven to get stuff done. Now, we want to hear everything about their ride so far, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, how they did it, because we're curious and we know you guys are too.
Sure are. Now, thanks to West Point Autos, today we're chatting to Logan teenager Sophie Ann. Now, she's a rising star in the singing and musical theatre world, and she's using her talents to do good. Sophie Ann, how long have you been singing for?
Oh, I've been singing my whole life.
When did you know you were good?
Yeah, because I've been singing my whole life too, and that doesn't actually amount to anything.
I started singing lessons when I was about 6 or 7.
Okay.
And then I got into my first musical when I was 8, which was Annie. So
talk to us about your experiences on the big stage. So you were in...
Annie, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and Sound of Music at QBAC.
Wait, hold up.
Hold on.
Liz, are you all right?
Sound of Music is like my life. Let's just put it like that, Sophie Ann. Who were you? So this was a QPAC, like the production of Sound of Music with Cameron Daddo.
Yep.
Intake of breath. And who were you in the Sound of Music? Which
Lovisa.
Vontra? Sarah, hold me.
That could only be bettered if you'd said Maria.
I know. Who played Maria in that? Who was...
It was Lisa McCune, wasn't
was it?
Was it?
No. Amy LaPalma.
She was my next guest.
Yeah. She was so nice. I loved her.
Okay, but you were also on The Voice Kids.
Yeah.
What was your audition song?
I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King.
Oh, can you give us a couple of bars?
Oh, that's so much pressure on people who can sing. I'll count you in.
I just can't wait to be king.
Oh, my God. That's just clear like water. Just so good, just like that.
So, Sophie Ann, you're an actress, you're a singer, you're an all-round overachiever. What drives you at the grand old age of 13 to do what you do?
Just the fact that I love doing it. I like helping people out. I don't know, you just get a joy from it and... Once you do it, you just feel good about yourself and good that you helped other people because it's just important to do that nowadays. When my manager first told me, what do you want to do with your music? I said, I want to help people.
And you really are, Sophie Ann. So for those of you just tuning in, 13-year-old Brizzy girl Sophie Ann is using her wonderful musical ability for good. And now it's all about fundraising.
Yeah, that's right. She has joined forces with another local Logan kid called Sam, and they're raising money for one of their friends, 8-year-old Samuel Amiot, who's faced with a raft of severe physical and developmental challenges. Now, they've created an event called the Sam 3 Project. It's on at Fitzy's Logan Home, Sarah, on Sunday 20th of August from 1 till 4. And Sophie Ann, you're going to be performing there. I mean, it's all pretty incredible stuff for a 13-year-old girl. So what do your school friends think about this? Because I imagine that most 13-year-old girls are probably more into Snapchat and lip glosses and stuff like that. So do they just look at you and go, who even are you to be such a wonderful young girl to think of other people? Like, where does that come from?
So at school, everybody is so supportive of me. Like, it's ridiculous. When I first started doing this, I thought they'd be all like, oh, why is she doing that? But they're so cool about it. Like,
well, kindness is cool, Sophie Anne. Yeah. It is cool to be kind. Yeah. And I think what your story is showing us is that it's okay to put yourself out there, use the, you know, your best talents to better the world. And you're doing that, and that's fantastic. Congratulations. We think you're amazing. You're 13. And if families are listening in the car, like, this is what you want your teenager to be like, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, if you want to find out more about this very driven young lady and her fundraising event, go to sophieanne.com.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
What do you want?
450.
But Jouston sticks.
Just let me buy your stuff on Gumtree and have some fun, please.
Selling me.
Dreaming.
Brizzy, every so often, and I love it, we do a little special about what Lisa's husband, Dane, has been online shopping on his favourite platform, Gumtree.
He's obsessed with it. I'm so not obsessed with it.
Now, I think Lise is the absolute handbrake. She's always saying no. Okay, let me set the scene by a few of the past things that Dane has begged Lise to get.
They're all
ridiculous.
To let him
get a Balinese hut to put down by their dam. Admittedly, they live on a Queenslander acreage property. A jetty. I think it was a 9-metre jetty to go on their 11-metre dam. A camel. And a chef quality pizza oven. Lise has said no to all of them.
But Brizzy has said yes to all of them. So you guys are not helping me out at all.
So, Lise, you said to me today that Dane's been looking on Gumtree again.
Yeah,
he's got something else that he wants to get past the keeper. That's you.
Okay, so a couple of days ago, he stopped me in the kitchen and he said, I've got a proposal. I've got something else that I've got my eye on. I was like, here we go, eye roll. All right, Brizzy, Sarah, he wants a beehive.
Yes.
He wants a beehive. Yes, we live on acreage. That's fine. I don't know why all of a sudden he's into bees, but he is. These are his points as to why he thinks our family needs a beehive. Okay, point number one, which was really the main thing, is that he said to me, Lise, the bikies are into it. There's money in honey. Okay? That was point number. I was like, well, the fact that bikies are into it, Dane, is concerning and not necessarily something our family needs to explore, but okay.
It could be a Dane Dito.
Second point. Our family consumes a lot of Capilano. I mean, the kids do eat a lot of honey on toast, Sarah, but...
And Capilano is expensive, Lise.
I mean, look, how much is it? What, $6 a jar?
Yeah.
Are we really going to make our money back with a beehive? I'm not so sure. Point number three. This particular beehive that he's looking at, you just have to turn a tap thing. You don't actually have to have the whole bee suit and you don't have to smoke.
That's brilliant. Is that not brilliant? Why are you
right
saying
now.
No to this? You are acting with a queen bee attitude, I think.
Look, and this is the thing to him. I said, look, Manuka honey is very antibacterial and could help us in the flu season. If you can get me a queen Manuka bee, maybe we can talk about it. But I don't like the idea of a swarm of bees around our family.
But they're native bees. They don't sting you.
Don't they?
I don't think so.
Well, I'll send you down and you can find out.
All right. 131060, Brizzy. Mm. Is Dane dreaming or has a beehive enriched your life? Should Lise let Dane get money for some honey?
Guys, help me out here. I want to know, does anyone have a beehive?
I think it's a great idea.
131060, we're taking your calls
and
next.
Just a tap, just turn the tap.
Those two girls at Brisbane's Hit 105.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Brizzy, on 131060, we're asking you today, should Lise let her husband Dane buy a beehive? Now, Dane likes a little bit of a Gumtree search. In the past, he's searched for all kinds of wild and wacky things, from camels to jetties to Balinese huts. This week, he is banging on about bees. He wants to get some money for some honey.
Oh,
Lise
look.
Is saying no. I'm saying Capilano is very expensive.
I mean, I just don't know where he gets this stuff from. Like, one minute, he's just a normal human being. The next minute, he's all about like swarms of bees and having a beehive in our backyard. I don't know where, how it happens. Now, I want to talk to someone who has a beehive, perhaps. We have Jack from Ormo on the line. Jack, talk me through this.
Hello, how's it going?
Good.
Well, we had a beehive, actually. It was a it was like a natural beehive. Like, we had nothing to do with it. They just moved into the side of our house, like into the wall.
Okay.
Did you get honey from them?
Yeah, well, we did end up. We got 30 kilos of honey from them in the end. But the catch was, like, because they were natural, right? And they lived in your walls. They end up just ruining your walls. So we had to get them out before, they ruin our house.
Yes.
So the bee, not the exterminator, I don't know what to call them, but...
A beehive removalist?
Yeah, that sounds about right. they came out, and because it turned out to be such a big beehive, they did the whole job for free because they're going to make so much money off it.
So they removed the whole swarm of bees. How much money did you make here? This is what I'm interested in.
Oh, we didn't make any of it because we just wanted them out of our house.
Right.
But they were like, well, this beehive is so big, we're not going to charge you for any of this because we're just going to get our money back.
But, I mean, how much money do you think they would make?
Well, they were in our wall for probably maybe a month or so, and we got 30 kilos of honey.
I mean, that's got to be a couple of grand of honey, right?
Got to be.
If I do this, my Woolies quickly mental addition.
This idea is growing on me.
Oh, I can see Lee's ears are pricking.
Something. I'm buzzing with excitement.
I don't know how big your beehive is going to be, but...
Okay, so
you nearly lost your house from honey. This is why a beehive is important, Lees. I think you need to let Dane do it. It's a good hobby. He and the boys would be out there just smoking the bees, chewing the fat honey.
Maybe I can sell the honey.
Just set up a stall outside the property.
Just because that's I have all that time, Sarah, to do that.
I could really go some honey on toast right now, actually. If you would stop being so selfish and let your husband get a beehive, you could make that happen.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yesterday, our bosses sent us to the Ecca, and I've got to tell you, they didn't have to twist our arm because we absolutely love the Ecca.
I mean, Sarah, any excuse to whip out your old bootleg jeans, right?
Take a listen to how it rolled out.
There's so much more to the Ecca than just Sideshow Alley and the food. There's all the behind the scenes, and people come in from thousands of kilometres away.
I mean, you know your stuff about country people, so I'm going to trust you on this, and I'd like to be educated. So let's go behind the scenes of the Ecca and find out about the really important stuff.
Yes.
Sarah got hot under the collar for a wood chopper.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Dingle, what I've got to say to you is I grew up in Bundaberg and my auntie, who was in her 70s, said to me, whenever you watch the wood chopping, you have to go for the dingles. They always win. I've never met a dingle.
I did not know what a dingle was until this very minute, but I'm so into it. Tell us about wood chopping.
Probably started chopping at the Ecca here when I was 12.
How much training does it require?
A fair bit, yeah. If you want to become pretty good at it, you need to do a fair bit of training.
And are you pretty good? Talk us through.
Not too bad.
Your achievements.
Yeah, I've probably cut for Australia in the under-21 teams.
Have you?
Lee's found her spirit animal in the dog breeding pavilion, as you do.
Chili is an Irish setter. A lot of people know that they're often referred to as red setters, so really popular in the 70s, but not so much anymore.
So has Chili been on show today?
Yeah, she has this morning, and she's actually the best female Irish setter in Queensland now.
Oh. She's a champion bitch.
That's right.
Just like me. We chatted to Mary, the octogenarian from the Country Women's Association. We are at the CWA stall.
Yes.
What is your best seller, Mary?
The best seller is everything we have.
Okay, she's confident.
You want to see the size of the hamburgers? Fresh scones made on this here with jam and cream.
And you're making them here every day?
Yeah, we make them here every day.
Now, Mary, a little birdie told me that it's the 95th birthday of the Queensland Country Women's Association. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, all right. And thank you very much.
And we rounded it off in the animal nursery, where I think Lee's lost her mind.
Oh, God. What is that? Is it a sheep or a goat?
But if I'll just speak to them in their language. Baram you.
Is that a sheep or a goat?
It's from Babe. I can't believe you're
like
that.
But is that a sheep or
a
goat?
Sheep.
Somebody answer me.
It's a sheep.
Is it the sheep?
No.
Is the male?
No.
And the lamb. What's a lamb? A baby's goat.
I'm about to sever this friendship faster than I'm about to eat a lamb cutlet tonight.
What is this? A goat. What is that?
A goat. I am still struggling. You don't know that went on for another 5 minutes of Lee's asking about the difference between a sheep and a goat.
They're the same size. They have four legs and they've got some sort of woolly coat.
They are very, very different.
They've got pointy little heads.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yesterday, Tim Minchin, comedian and musician, he's quite famous here in Australia, he posted to his Facebook page a song that he'd written. He shot it on his iPhone. He posted it up at midday yesterday. It's pretty much gone viral. Take a quick listen.
I played to cities that never closed down. From New York to Rio, an old London town, but no matter how far or how wide I roam, I still call Australia homophobic.
Yeah, of course. So this is in response to the postal plebiscite that will be happening in October to say yay or nay as to whether gay marriage should go ahead. I mean, it's a no-brainer in my mind. I can't believe we have to do it. I just want the pollies to do their job and pass it through because it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I have an issue with the amount of money and the amount of time being wasted by our government on an issue that is inevitably, it has an we know the outcome.
Yeah, it has to happen.
I mean, if Catholic countries like Ireland, Sarah, yeah, can do this.
Yep.
These are countries that are so traditional in their religious beliefs.
Yeah.
If they can do it, I'm offended that we are so backward.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this, right?
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, my mind is boggled as to how many people are opposed to it, because what does it affect you? I mean, I'm obviously married to my husband, but I can think of no reason as to why somebody else shouldn't be able to marry and annoy one person for the rest of their life like I have been able to do.
Absolutely. I mean, again, like for me, it's just when I think about the resources that we're wasting on this, like put food on the table of the needy, build schools for our kids, build homes for our homeless people. Do that with my tax money.
Yeah.
Do that with my money. Do not waste my time and my money on this.
And on a postal vote too, because apparently, you know, people are saying, well, they're putting it to postal votes because they think young people can't be bothered to put a letter and a stamp on a piece of paper and send it off. And I tell you, I think people are going to be very surprised. I think that everyone is going to come to this party and say a big fat yes. I know I certainly will.
I mean,
will
we have to vote. Just vote on this, guys. Just don't waste a vote. Don't not vote. Just vote.
Do it.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Those two girls.
It sure is the weekend. Happy Saturday, Brizzy. What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't think you were meant to talk then, but whatever, I'm used to it. Sarah,
it's the
second day of the Royal Queensland Show. It's the best bloody weather around for it, I tell you. It's beautiful. Brisbane is abuzz with
excitement.
Well,
that's because I think we've skipped the last week of winter and we're just heading straight to summer now.
I love it. Now, listen, I want to talk about something that's going to be happening a lot at the Echo. I just know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the photos, guys, that are going to be taking over your Instagram feed. And there's a name for them, Sarah. They're also a lie. They're called the planned. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, guys. A planned is a planned, candid photograph. They are a lie,
Sarah.
Which
is an oxymoron.
Yeah. So everyone's seen them in their Instagram feeds. These are the photos that look like they've been taken, you know, just by accident.
I mean, you're sounding very judgmental, but last week when you were walking in front of a train line wearing a pretty cute outfit, you said to me, Sarah, take a photo for my Instagram. Just make it look like I'm not looking. Make it look industrial chic. Those words came out of your mouth.
I know, because a planned photo is one that takes hours of preparation and intensive planning. And I know they're going to be all over the Echo, like just standing there with a strawberry sundae, just looking like
pensive. Yeah, I got one of those yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Just looking out over the distance, like of Sideshow Alley, just looking like hot, cute, not covered in vomit.
Yeah.
I mean, who are these people taking these photographs? Who are these mysterious photographers?
Well, it's all of us. It's all of us. I don't know why you're acting so surprised. I mean, 13, 10, 60 Brisbane, I reckon we should ask you to dob in someone who always puts you in awkward positions for their social media channels.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys, we are talking about plandids. I'm teaching you a new word this morning. Plandids are planned, candid photographs. You've seen them littered across your Instagram feed, no doubt. It's where people are pretending that a casual shot has been taken of them when really there's been hours of intensive planning.
Yeah, Sarah Liz and makes I do me them, do all, them the all the time. So 13, 10, 60, Brizzy, we're asking you to dob in someone who puts you in awkward positions and makes you their planned photographer. Clint from Burpengary, good morning.
How you going?
Clint, good, good. I hear you can't escape the plandids. Talk us through.
Yeah, no, that's right. I live with my second older sister, Hannah, and she's just always in your face, whether you're trying to eat dinner, brush your teeth, pat the dog, so I have a snooze. She's just always in your face no matter where you go, and it's really embarrassing.
Okay, so Clint, she is asking you to take photographs of her, so she's like, Clint, come over here. I'm patting the dog. Is it like that?
Well, sometimes we always go up the mountain. Like, she's just really fit, always like loves to go up the mountain. She's like, come over here, take a photo of me, like, do this, do that. I'm like, just let me enjoy like the scenery. That's what I want to do. I'm not here to be a professional photographer.
So you're doing Fitzbo planned photographs as well. Oh, Clint, you're in deep. Right. You're in deep. Do you need to move out of home?
Trouble. Yeah, I do.
You know what, Clint, you're going to make a wonderful Instagram husband one day.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're a catch. Okay, Grace from Kalanga. Are you a victim of a planned, or do you just love them sick?
I am a full-fledged victim of a planned.
What's happened to you?
So one example, my best mate Ray, we went out to dinner last night in the city, and we're walking around, we've got a mission, get eyebrows, get burritos, and we're on the way, donut time, go sit down, eat it, can you take a photo of me? We go do other things. Can you take a photo of me? Can you take a candid? Literally uses the word, can you take a candid? And then just acts real casual, like she's not looking at the camera. And then, yeah, uploads it, like, casually eating this or casually doing this. It's victimizing. It's traumatizing.
Do you feel used and abused, Grace?
Honestly, yes, it's a traumatic experience. There needs to be a support group.
It sounds like your city dinner turned into a city photo shoot for your friend.
I think so. I'm going to have to invest in a better camera.
I love that she's saying, can you take a candid? Like, yeah, right there.
I love that Grace said, we got our eyebrows done, we got some burritos. I just want to be friends with you, Grace.
That sounds
we
like
won't even make you take photos of us.
That sounds like a perfect Friday night.
You're welcome to join any time.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Now, guys, we're not usually in the office midweek, but a few days ago, we found out the top Aussie artist, Dean Lewis, was going to be in the studio on Thursday.
Yeah, so you know the song, right? And we hatched a plan and it involved loitering in a bid to interview him for today's show. So that meant we just kind of hung out in the kitchen and washed up some random cups until we saw him down the corridor. And it worked a treat.
Yeah, we lured Dean into the studio by pretending that Osher was in there. And we just started chatting to him about his debut single, Waves.
I read that you wrote that song in a day, which is a bit annoying. Means you're a bit of an overachiever. What else have you smashed out in a day in your life?
You know, I mean, I kind of look at it like a process a little bit. It's a bit like boring, I guess, but I try to write a lot, and I think that if I write like 10 songs, 9 of them might suck, but one of them is usually good, you know? So it's kind of like...
10% success rate.
10% success rate, which is, yeah, it's very low, but you get lucky every now and then, and that song came out, and yeah, it's kind of just, yeah, it's gone crazy. Yeah.
So you've been heavily entrenched in music since you were a little tyke, and I read that you even self-funded a few of your early songs. Can I ask... It's a bit personal.
Yeah.
But over the years, has anybody ever told you to get a haircut and get a real job?
Sarah's very straight-laced,
no.
In case you haven't noticed
I'm
by
so
the white
curious, like,
lace top she's wearing. It's like we're back in, like,
I mean,
the 1880s.
I think your job is fantastic, but there are always naysayers when you're a creative, right?
Totally.
I mean, you're having the last laugh now, obviously, but...
Yeah, no, sometimes you get it from people really close to you. Like, my dad's my biggest supporter, and, like, now, and he's... he'd always be like, you know, get a proper job, get all that stuff organised, because he didn't want me to kind of end up with it not working.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you have to find it yourself and you have to pursue what you want. And it kind of felt like there was no other option to
me. Well, there was another option because you also are like a mad gamer.
Yeah.
And I read this about, I'm a mum of two boys. And when I told my eldest that I was interviewing a guy who went to the World Xbox Games and played Halo 2, he lost it. Lost it. He was like, I don't care about the music. I want, ask him this, ask him that. How was that? You were just, how old were you, 17?
Oh, I can't remember. I was teens. And me and my brother, we went to this thing in Singapore and we beat out everyone in Australia. And it was cool. Like, you know, I'm always one of those people that gets obsessed with something. So always with games and trying to be the best at that. And then luckily, I think music came along. But to be honest, if I'd stuck with gaming, it's such a big industry now and it's so popular.
You're making it very hard for me to parent. I'm there going, put it down, don't play it, go outside, but there's something in it.
I'd stay in school in saying that. But, you know, there's such a big industry and there's people making, you know, so much money and, like, you know, just doing it now. It's kind of crazy. I think maybe it's totally an option, you know, now.
I had a grandmother who told me never to trust a man with two first names.
Right.
You've got two first names.
I do. I do. Is that what your name? Is that a true thing?
Yeah, I had never heard that. Sarah's like, you totally can never
like
trust
an old
a guy with
thing. Yeah, have you heard it?
Yes.
Paul Kelly Dean Lewis, did you ever think of having a stage name?
Oh, yeah. Did anybody say?
Because
I did an anagram of your name and I came up with Nasalweed. Sounds nice.
Nasalweed.
That sounds like a bad 90s rock band.
I also found Ned LaWise.
It sounds
that's
like,
kinda nice.
Like an English professor or something.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like, I was, you know, I think you kind of go through names and then you just kind of go, oh, it kind of works. You know what I mean? But it is kind of cool to have, like, but then there's like Paul Kelly was just in around here. It's like, that's a cool name. And is that two first?
Well,
I mean,
sort
of two first names.
Yeah.
James Rain? Rain's not really.
Rain's not a name.
You're stretching it.
Ed Sheeran, I guess that's kind of like.
Sheeran? Is Sheeran a first name?
How
many people you're hanging out with?
You're right. Yeah, my mate, he's weird dude. He's a real dude.
I met a kid called Desk the other day.
What?
Desk. D-E-S-K-E.
Baby names are pretty big deals these days, hey? Like, it's.
I mean, what do you do with
that? I mean, in Australia, you can't go wrong with Dean or Dane.
Or Lewis.
No.
Damo.
Yeah.
My husband's Dano.
Yeah.
Dano. Oh, D-A-N-O.
No.
Oh, you're saying
he's
Dano?
He's just D-A-N-E, like Dane.
Oh,
but
Dane.
People,
Dano. Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Dano,
yeah, right.
Anyway, good chats.
great chats. It started great. We were killing it. And then just, what happened?
Dean Lewis. Lewis Dean. We'll give him whatever name
Ned
we want.
LaWise. Nasalweed. We trust you.
Thank you for coming in. And we'll be following closely. And 7 minutes, that's the next one.
Oh, that's for the album. Yeah, it's Wild
Sorry.
Away.
Now I've botched it.
No, it's
sorry.
Cool.
What's your next one?
It's Lose My Mind.
It that's is.
The, yeah, that is that. I mean, yeah, you can just
but
say
then
that.
You
yeah.
Thanks, Dean.
It's Lose My Mind.
Yeah.
It's like... Not 7 minutes.
I made an impression.
Good grief. We're taking calls from other mega artists to come into our studio and sit with us at any time.
We really need to sharpen our interviewing skills.
Can I play that song, 7 minutes, or Lose My Mind?
Which Lose My Mind. Okay. Lose My Mind. Really good.
Losing our mind over it. He was so nice. He was just the happiest guy.
I think he really liked us.
Oh, I think so.
Can I play the song now?
No.
Go on.
Yeah.
Those two girls at Hit 105.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Kiss somebody
like you.
Brisbane's Hit 105. Morgan Evans. It's called Kiss Somebody.
I am peeking over that song. I absolutely love it. It's the best Aussie song on radio at the moment. I'm calling it.
Is he an Aussie?
Yeah.
Are you sure, Sarah?
I might have made that up.
You just need a cold shower. You're not making any sense.
You got those two girls, Lise and Sarah, thanks to Alex Perry Hotel and Apartments Love Your Mum package. It's available every weekend until Christmas.
Guys, yesterday we went to the Ekka, kind of on a dare, because our producers thought that we were well past crazy rides and show food.
They thought we had lost our Ekka mojo. And admittedly, it has been a number of years before we took on the Ekka food classics and the rides. Now, let's talk about the ride that we decided. We just went straight to the top, literally.
Oh, okay. So, guys, we went on this ride called The Beast. You think we'd know just by the name of it that we really shouldn't have set foot on it. Now, just to give you an idea about this ride, it's 25 metres tall and it swings like a pendulum and gets up to 45 metres in height.
And I'll tell you what else. Just picture it. It reaches speeds of 120 k's an hour and has the force of a fighter plane. Okay?
Take a listen to how our day went, guys. It's the Royal Queensland Show, and there's one question that we need answered, Sarah.
Are we show fit?
And what are we going to do to test that theory out?
We're going to ride and we're going to eat.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Thank you.
This is my very first Dagwood dog. Sarah, do you have any words for the uninitiated? Is it normal that I've not had a Dagwood dog?
Just get it in ya.
I like it. It's soft in the centre.
I'm not good at that.
The sauce is a nice touch.
I think I feel my arteries clogging, but it's worth it. I don't know if it's because it looks like the dag of a sheep.
We've got Georgia from the Echo, and she's taking us through the strawberry sundae facts. It's an institution, but it does more than just give out ice creams, right?
It definitely does. So $44 is all it takes to fund an hour of research, and so each sundae is actually 7.5 minutes of research.
And research for the Prince Charles Hospital.
Prince Charles Hospital Foundation, so they do like brain cancers and everything like that as well.
Amazing, so we're eating
strawberry sundaes for a good cause.
For a good cause.
Oh,
you don't need to say any more. I haven't been on a ride in years, and I don't do well on upside downy, turny stuff.
No.
At all. I'm really scared. Holy heck, here we go. No, I don't like it already. I'm not a fan. I'd like it. Oh, no! Sarah, don't laugh! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Where am I? Sarah, I don't like it! I'm holding back the vomit! Oh, I just swallowed! I'm going to kill them. I am going to kill them.
Thank you for riding with us today.
That was the least enjoyable thing that's ever happened to me.
That was pretty awesome. Oh, it's a big day, but I think we've conquered the Echo 2017, yeah?
We certainly have. It's time to go home.
Nope.
Let's do it.
Nope, let's just go to the Stockman's Bar just for one quick drink.
Sarah, you're not 21 anymore. Go home to your children.
Oh, God. Fine, I'll eat my Bertie Beetle bag at home. I didn't even share the Bertie Beetle bag.
Didn't
you? No. I just sat in bed and nibbled on them.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so Dagwood Dog, Strawberry Sundae, Bertie Beetle, please. What else is there to eat at the
Echo? I mean, look, it was terrifying, that right, but it was, I felt alive.
Me too.
I really did.
Honestly, if you're going to the Echo, ride the beast. It was so fun. I couldn't even talk. I was laughing so much.
I was very angry at our producers at one point. Very. My eyes were shut the whole time.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yeah, Brizzy, 131060. Every week we offer a safe place for you guys to offload the little things that have irritated you during the week. Do we need to hear about what the government's doing wrong? No, we don't. We need to hear about how you've got a pocket on your pants that keeps getting snagged on a drawer. That's the level of minutia we're talking about. Here are some of our faves.
People who overshare. I'm sorry, Facebook is not a person and Facebook is not a counsellor.
What drives me absolutely crackers is when you're driving your car, you pull up to let somebody cross the road and they don't put their hand up to say thank you.
When you are going to shopping centres, you're trying to get your child either in and out of the car seat, someone's always sitting there with their indicator.
Tags sticking up out the back of people's clothes. I actually have to go and tick and put them back in for them.
Oh, it's a compulsion.
So, Lees, what has triggered you this week?
I can tell you, Sarah. You're at the centre of it. I'll tell you what triggers me. People like you who think they know what they're talking about. I will tell you, when we were at the Echo, we were walking through the horse yards and Sarah just casually like just kicked her RM and was like, huh, is that an Appaloosa horse over there? I was like, you don't know about horses. Then she went and said, is that a Hereford cow? I was like, that's not even how you say it. You say Hereford.
Triggered.
I was just wanting to make your triggered segment. Hey, I've got one. You know when people go overseas for like 3 weeks, and they come back with an accent.
Triggered.
I'm sorry, how long were you in Bath for and you've come back sounding like you're fresh out of Pride and Prejudice? No, you keep your accent, all right? 131060, Brizzy, what has triggered you? And I'll tell you what, the best triggered is going to win a pass for four to the Echo. You heard it here.
Here we go. The phones
are
lighting
up. The phones are lighting up.
I'm triggered.
Make them good.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Triggered.
Guys, we're taking your triggered calls to find out what are the little things this week that have really gotten you goat.
Yes, just those annoying things like, did you see someone picking their nose in the car thinking they're in you know, people do that all the time. Do you see it?
Yeah,
it does trigger me. I'm like, you're not invisible because you're in a car. I can see what you're doing. You're up to the first knuckle.
Yuck,
all right,
Sarah.
Angela from Turinga. What's triggered you?
Hi. When you're at work and people eat tuna for lunch, then leave.
I'm angry. Listen. Oh, hang on. We jumped the gun there. We're so excited about tuna. Keep going.
People eat tuna at lunch in the workplace and then they leave the tuna tin in just the general waste.
Oh, no, they don't do that. They just leave it like that on a bench.
Well, what? I mean,
they just put it in the bin.
Yeah, but that's what Angela's saying, I think. They're putting it in the bin, but it's still stinky, right?
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah,
really
I hear you.
Bad.
We're not cats. We're not cats.
That's
we don't need it.
That's good for you, though.
Janet from Beval.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's triggered you?
Yes, people who don't realise how loud they're playing their music in their headphones in the train carriages of the morning, especially in the quiet carriage, which is the second carriage from the end.
Okay.
So I choose that carriage for a reason of a morning.
Janet.
For a quiet commute.
Do you...
Janet, can I ask you... do you have bat-like hearing or is it just like, are there really, like, what's going on? Because your hearing sounds very...
Or have you ever sat next to me on a train and I've been playing Thunder because I would pump that so loudly through my headphones?
No, look, it's not someone who sits probably right beside me. It's probably, you know, people who, you know, are getting a few seats down and, you know, it's just drumming out of their earphones.
Risking
and
a perforation.
They just have no idea how loud they're playing their music and everybody on the train is probably glaring at them and
Well, they know you are, Janet. They need to turn it down. Hey, Sam from Capalaba, what has triggered you?
Like people that lick their fingers, like when you're filling out forms or reading communal books like at a library or something.
Triggered.
I just don't think that you should be sharing your DNA around like that.
I think my mother does that. I mean, what is it meant to do? Just give
you're
extra
just like,
grip? Yeah.
Slip, flip, flip. That gives you extra grip.
It gives grip.
Yeah.
It also just, yeah, is just
gives
all
you germs.
Right. Kylie from Mount Cotton.
What's triggered you, Kylie?
I hate it when you send somebody a text message, yet they don't reply, but they're active on Facebook and even posting on Facebook.
Oh, Kylie.
It drives
me. I mean, you know what that means. It means they're actively ignoring you. You've got to weed the friendship garden. Get rid of them out of your life. Get that negativity out.
Oh, gosh. I think I do that with you all the time, Liz. Hey, you know what? We're going to give the winner of today's Triggered a pass, an adult pass for four to the Ekka. I think it's a no-brainer,
it's
Liz.
It's going to Sam from Capalaba.
Spreading the DNA at the Ekka. Now you can.
Thank you so much.
Congrats, Sam. Have a ripper of a time. You'll absolutely love it.
And don't lick your fingers.
Gosh,
that went quickly.
Yeah, that was a fun show. I'm going to give it.
Oh, God, here we go.
Look, you know, an 11.
Wow, that's a big call. Look, if Lee says it's 11, I trust my girlfriend here. It's an 11, right? Hey, what's on today? I'm weeding the garden. It's such beautiful weather. In fact, I'm going to get the kids to weed the garden.
That sounds a lot more like you. I am going to see some footy this afternoon, and tomorrow I'm going to the new Eat Street.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the family, and then I'm going to Ekka Nights Sunday night. It's going to be jam-packed.
Yes, I'm keen for Ekka Nights too. Yep. Well, have a great weekend, Brizzy. Get out there among it.
Bye, guys.
Those two girls on Hit 105.